1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed rule change by the Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers could leave Wisconsin with less than 800,000 acres of federally protected wetlands. According to a WPR report, the rule change could strip those federal protections for over 80% of the wetlands across the country, including all but 13% of Wisconsin's wetlands. The rule change comes as the result of a 2023 Supreme Court decision that limited the agency's power to prevent pollution of certain wetlands. The court found that only wetlands with a continuous surface connection to relatively permanent waterways like lakes or rivers can be regulated under the Clean Water Act. The proposed rule change would redefine relatively permanent waterways as those that flow during the wet season or year-round. The rule change would affect whether developers need to obtain federal permits for projects near waterways, but Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials say those developers would still need to receive state permits. The EPA will accept public comments on the proposed rule change until January 5th. Wisconsin will receive over $203 million next year through the Rural Health Transformation Program. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced the funding this week, with awards ranging from $147 million to $281 million. In total, the program will distribute $50 billion in funding over 5 years to support rural health care access. Half of that funding will be split evenly among all 50 states, and the other half is expected to be awarded through a point system. The point system will be based on various criteria, including need, policy innovation, and the potential to deliver measurable improvements. About 20% of the discretionary funding through the program is also dependent on states committing to certain federal policy actions. Addressing rural health care access has been a major focus in Wisconsin over recent years, especially in the Chippewa Valley following the loss of two hospitals and dozens of clinics. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services applied for $1 billion in federal funding to support rural health care access in November. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers beat the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball, Wisconsin over Milwaukee, 80-60 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' Greg Gard thanked the Panthers head coach, Bart Lundy, for adjusting their schedule.
Bart's got a good team. I think they're going to do very well in their league, and to be able to fit this game in with their league playing games here between the holidays. And so it's credit to them to still want to play the game. And now, obviously, we wrap up the non-conference and head into league play starting Saturday night and get ready for games coming next year.
Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday, 7 p.m. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee looking for their third win in a row. NFL, the Packers making roster changes. Defensive tackle Jordan Riley and defensive back Kamal Hayden placed on season-ending IR after their injuries against the Ravens. Safety Zane Anderson recovering from an ankle injury, so they promoted two defensive backs from the practice squad for Sunday's game in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with light snow today, becoming partly cloudy by late this afternoon. We'll get to around 25 early to mid-morning. Temperatures will drop into the low teens by late afternoon. Tonight, clear, one above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 16. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.